Good afternoon and welcome to Born on the 4th of July. Today's guest, David Hawkins of Hawk's Cafe. We'll continue where we were going to go just to the top of the hour. We hope you have a better telephone connection. And I was just thinking in terms of what I had read about AT&T and Leon Panetta. We don't want to go there too soon, but I want to let the listeners know that a letter has been written and the date of that, 28th of June, 2009. A lot of things going on. Perhaps you're going to understand better today the intricacies of how things work. Back to you, David Hawkins.
Yes, so going back to this theme, Barbara Jean, and again, I remind the audience that they can find this material at CaptainSherlock.com, both at the Yahoo group, which they will reach if they click on the icon at CaptainSherlock.com under Hawk's Cafe, where these kind of letters you mention are displayed, if you will. And I would guess that we have about 5,000 pages of cross-reference research pointing now very much at Chicago Charlie and the Sidley Austin law firm as a principal role in the assassination of John F. Kennedy and the subsequent killings and murders and genocides right through to 9-1-1. So going back to the thread that runs through the Mount Weather underground complex, which developed into three continuity of government teams, Alpha, Bravo, and Charlie, where we believe that Charlie is anchored in Chicago and goes back to early communist revolutionaries in Chicago, including Anna Louise Strong. I want to pick up from the 70s, where Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn were on the run, and in the latter part of the 70s, they were actually living in Chicago. They had no attempt to conceal themselves, and they had to be protected by the Sidley Austin law firm partners, which were immensely powerful, given their links through to JFK and subsequent presidents. So we think that Sidley Austin was able to manipulate the investigation by the FBI into the Weather underground leaders, Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn, and ultimately shelter the guilty. And in the end of the 70s, when these two handed themselves in and they went to trial, they were let off on the grounds of prosecutorial misconduct. So a couple of people who ran a murder for hire network are out loose teaching at Northwestern University and the University of Chicago. Now, going back to the 70s, one of the comments made by Bernadine Dorn at a meeting of her Weather underground friends about the killing of Sharon Tate by Charles Manson is she invented the fork salute. And I'm sorry to be painful, but Americans and Canadians, for that matter, haven't recognized the symbolic importance of what she said. She raised her hand in a three-fingered salute representing the fork that the Manson family plunged into the belly of Sharon Tate, who was then pregnant. And she said, "Dig it. They killed the pigs with the fork," or something to that effect. So this woman is a racketeering sexual psychopath. She shouldn't be on the streets. She should, in my opinion, be in a court on a murder one charge. But anyway, setting that aside, the name, the Weather Underground Organization, suggests to us now that she and her team and the court looking into these people, remember Edgar Hoover described this woman as the most dangerous woman in America, said that Bernadine Dorn had built a nationwide revolutionary network to bomb and to kill.
We'll go to a break and we'll be right back. You're listening to David Hawkins.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
You're listening to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean. We're talking with David Hawkins of Hawk's Cafe. Another line you can find on one of their websites. Clarify, clarity, equity. One set of books. We love CO2. How about one set of books? What about transparency? What have we got here? We've got 3 entities. Alpha, Bravo, Charlie. And maybe Charlie doing Alpha and Bravo in. Back to you.
Yes, so what we think we can demonstrate now is that by 9-1-1, and actually earlier, at the beginning of the Clinton administration, when the Waco murders took place, and there was an attempt on the life of George Bush Sr. in Kuwait, and the bombing of the World Trade Center, this was a demonstration by the Chicago Charlie continuity of government team that it could kill at will any members or principals of the Alpha continuity of government team, which was built around the presence or the personalities of Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and Al Gore and Leon Panetta and, let's say, Vince Foster. And Webster Hubbell, who was arrested, it was a Rose law firm. And the bureaucrats in the Department of Justice, where the number 4 at the Department of Justice was Field McConnell's sister, Christine Marcy, who would go on in 1995 to launch the Justice, Prisoner, and Alien Transportation System, or CONAIR, that we have reason to believe was fitted with the Ku-band antenna system, controlled by the transmission facilities of AT&T inside the bunker, or by reconfiguring the encryption system by Chicago Charlie, meaning that from around 1995 onwards, where they began to install these Ku-band antenna for broadband communication to planes, a plane could be flying under the control of a human pilot inside the cockpit, and suddenly, through the backdoor antenna system, the plane could be hijacked electronically and steered through the gyroscopes of the antenna system to a safe landing, if that was the purpose of the war game exercise. So on the morning of 9-1-1, there was a war game going on called Global Guardian. And it would appear to be a war game between the Alpha Continuity of Government exercise, Continuity of Government team around George Bush, who they had maneuvered to be out of position, so he could not participate. Now, the hard left and Chicago Charlie women delight in saying that George Bush is an idiot. Well, he's done considerably more with his life than any of these women, right? One of the things he's done, he became a highly considered pilot in the Texas Air National Guard, a fighter pilot. And they knew that if he was on seat, that is to say, looking at a television or computer screen, as the war game progressed, being a fighter pilot, he would have very quickly seen, as Field McConnell would have seen, a form of behavior which is not characteristic of a benign war game. That is to say, the defense team, the fighter pilots, and Field is an expert on this, were being stood down, Babaji. So they could not intercept the planes that were hijacked electronically through the Ku band. And the maneuvers, let me just take for an example the plane, and again, where they want to park us, the public at large is, they want us to debate what hit the Pentagon. It doesn't matter what hit the Pentagon. What matters is how it flew as it did. And the trajectory of the plane that hit the Pentagon and took out the U.S. Naval Command Center was one of a high-speed bank descending turn where the plane turned through 270 degrees at 540 miles an hour, leveled off 10 feet above the Pentagon lawn, and went straight through the first floor window of the U.S. Naval Command Center, which connects the Alpha Continuity of Government team, made up of the President of the United States, George Bush, reading the goat story in a school, with U.S. naval assets around the world. So I suggest to you that that was just like severing the underground cable owned, built, and operated by AT&T in 1974 when a plane flew into the side of the Mount Weather. What they had done, what Chicago Charlie had done, is disrupt the communication system of Continuity of Government Team Alpha, which should have had the President of the United States at the top of it as Commander-in-Chief, and the Continuity of Government Team Bravo that presumably was sitting in the underground bunker of Mount Weather, 8 miles from Berryville in Virginia. And then using, and people should look at Republic Broadcast Network?
Yes.
If you look at the home page, you will see on the right-hand side, Ku band satellite. Right?
Yes.
What that means is I'm communicating with you, and you are communicating with your listeners through the Ku-band satellite system controlled by Chicago Charlie. Meaning that they can cut us off at any time. And in the next attempt to overthrow the government of the United States and destroy continuity of government team Alpha, which is headed by a man whose original name is Barry Spataro, until he got his digital identity, or electronic passport as it's called, from Christine Marcy, when she was senior counsel for the detention and deportation arm of the Immigration and Naturalization Service. So Field Sister, we believe, gave Barry Spataro a digital identity or an electronic passport in the name of Barack Hussein Obama, which is attached to his BlackBerry. The digital identity belongs to the BlackBerry, and the BlackBerry belongs to a man by the name of Barry Spataro, who's a Commonwealth and United Kingdom citizen by virtue of his father being a Kenyan citizen.
A lot of people are questioning that now in the United States. Have you heard about the operation, Where's the Birth Certificate? Billboards are popping up all over.
Yeah, of course. But you see, he can't produce that birth certificate because he is not a natural-born American. And he's relying on the network, the Chicago Charlie Continuity of Government team, to maintain his status as Barack Hussein Obama, when his original citizenship is Commonwealth and United Kingdom citizen, and through his stepfather, possibly he was given Indonesian citizenship, and he traveled around India and Pakistan in the early 80s under either the name Barry Spataro, that is on an Indonesian passport, or something that looked like a citizen of the United Kingdom and Commonwealth passport, as a result of his biological father being a Kenyan citizen. Now, this gets really interesting. The most dangerous woman in America, according to Edgar Hoover, being Bernadine Dorn, was able to move seamlessly through and past the FBI, even though having a track record of being responsible for building a nationwide revolutionary network to bomb and to kill, and getting paid for it. In 1984, Barbara Jean, she was hired by Sidley Austin to train interns in expanding to an international revolutionary network to bomb and to kill. I'm speaking slowly because I want to make sure people understand every word. A woman, the most dangerous woman in America, who had celebrated the killing of Sharon Tate when someone plunged a fork into her belly, this pregnant woman, with inventing the fork salute that was adopted by the Weather Underground organization, was taken on by Sidley Austin, probably the most powerful law firm then, and certainly now, in the world, and recruited to train interns at the Sidley Austin law firm. And what she did, starting in 1984, she created an organization called Women at Sidley. And people can Google for that. This isn't David Hawkins or Captain Sherlock speaking. They have a site at the Sidley Austin homepage, which leads to the Sidley Women, or Women at Sidley Group. And this is an online internet group put together by Bernadine Dorn, starting in 1984, that has access to what is now described as an airborne internet, with a backdoor into the autopilot and KU-band antenna.
Here we go to break, okay?
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 Debt Relief Secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hi, this is Tom DeWeese, inviting you to join us for the 10th Annual Freedom 21 National Conference in Oklahoma City, August 13th to 15th. Our keynote speaker is G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. You will also meet Chuck Baldwin, Gun Owners of America President Larry Pratt, a host of state legislators hot on the heels of the fight to preserve state sovereignty. And you will learn all the details behind the coming international ID and how the MEAC report fits in. Property rights, privacy rights, education, and the assault on natural health care, all will be discussed at Freedom 21. And John Stadmiller of RBN will be helping me co-host the event. You can register for the full conference or for just a day. We also offer a very special student rate. For more information, go to www.freedom21.org or call my office at 540-341-8915. The leaders in the fight to preserve our freedom are gathering in Oklahoma City this summer. I hope you'll join us at the Freedom 21 National Conference.
Considering that Bernadine had rather a checkered and unusual background and would have to have somebody know at that law firm that she had been on the run and all of those things, how did she get her job?
She got it through a man by the name of Howard Trenans, who was a partner, managing partner at Sidley Austin, who was a friend of Tom Ayers, the father of Bill Ayers. And Bill Ayers had gone public with the phrase, kill your parents, as part of the fundamentally Stalinist revolutionary technique. He realized that you had to destroy the family, and one very good way of destroying the family is having the sons kill the fathers, or vice versa, which is really very similar to what the Nazis used to do. You know, they teach the children to turn in their parents. So
we want to remind the listeners that both of these individuals figure in Barack Obama's friendships in Illinois.
Yeah, basically they groomed him to be president. But let's go from 1984 to 1988. You've got this woman, Bernadine Dorn, who was a fugitive and was manifestly connected and a principal in a murder-for-hire network where these people were extorting protection money, possibly from parents, amongst others, in order that they would live, and collecting money through the Sidley Austin Tontine insurance model where the victim's life insurance would be used to pay off the killers. And this was a technique that in 1984, well, it would go back to 1868, that was developed, pioneered, and refined by Sidley Austin. Anyway, in 1984, this woman, Bernadine Dawn, is taken on by Sidley Austin to train interns. And in 1984, the man, Barry Swatero, was swanning around in Pakistan and India, traveling, and it's not at all clear, either on an Indonesian passport or a United Kingdom, citizen of the United Kingdom and Commonwealth passport. Either way, he is not a natural-born American. Therefore, he's a usurper, because under your constitution, it has to be a natural-born American who occupies that position. However, he had some very powerful friends or terrified associates, including possibly Field McConnell's sister, Christine Marcy, who were extorted, it would appear, or bribed, into issuing this guy an electronic passport in the name of Barack Hussein Obama. Anyway, back to 1984, he had been putting a network together of revolutionaries in Pakistan and India, and in 1984, someone, we believe connected with Barry Swatero's network, pumped about 40 tons of water into a tank at the Union Carbide plant in Bhopal, reacting with the chemical inside, which I think from memory is isocyanate, and causing a rupture because of the pressure and the temperature rise in that tank, so it blew, and covering the area around Bhopal with a low-lying gas where, had the people been alerted, all they needed to do was cover their mouths with a handkerchief, a wet handkerchief, they would have survived. It killed 8,000 people and injured about 250,000, unbelievable pain and agony. And there was created a hospital afterwards in Bhopal to look after the victims. And there was one trustee of that hospital appointed, by the name of Sir Ian Percival, who was a partner of Sidley Austin. Now, in the meantime, all hell broke loose, and the international media, aided and abetted by these Ku-band satellite communication systems and what are known as backhauled snuff films of people dying, were spread around the international media to demonstrate to the gullible public how evil Union Carbide directors were. Because the objective of the communists is to destroy American companies, such as Union Carbide, Lehman Brothers, Boeing, General Motors, because that's what communists do, Barbara Jean. They don't create anything. They only know how to destroy and confiscate and kill.
Now, they're doing a good job on the USA as we speak.
Right. Now, in 1988, having created this Women at Sidley group, which we allege is a murder-for-hire network controlled by radical lesbians or bisexual women at Sidley Austin, that is connected with this Ku-band communication systems and hardwired within planes such that these groups can take a plane and crash it and collect the insurance. Then the last intern trained by Bernadine Dawn was a woman by the name of Michelle LaVaughn Robinson. Does that ring a bell?
It does. She's the First Lady of the United States of America.
Correct. Now, we're talking about Chicago Charlie, a continuity of government team that we can now anchor in a Women at Sidley group run by radical lesbian or bisexual women. So we have the last intern trained by the expert terrorist Bernadine Dawn being Michelle LaVaughn Robinson, and she was given three clients. Is this a break coming up?
Here comes the music.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
An important part of healing in youth involves your body's ability to create proteins at a rate faster than your body is breaking down. The process of creating proteins is orchestrated by amino acids and repair proteins, both of which become deficient in the typical person's body the older they get, so that by age 40, the rate of repair has declined enough that the effects are very noticeable to most people. Chrysalis is a liquid spray nutritional supplement that supplies the body an essential repair protein. By taking Chrysalis, you can potentially improve your overall rate of repair. This product is reported to have a profound track record of success. People frequently report deeper sleep, more energy, better mood, aches and pains going away, loss of body fat, gray hair reversing, vision improvement, and much more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Go to learnthesecrets2you.com. That's learnthesecrets2you.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Fascinating information presented on Born on the 4th of July. Today's guest, David Hawkins, an extraordinary career in all manner of things, and now a forensic economist and investigator. Where else can you hear such intertwined information and research? Go to hawkscafe.com or CaptainSherlock.com, and you will find help to understand. Back to you, David Hawkins.
Yes, thank you, Barbara Jean. So in 1988, Bernadine Dorn, the most dangerous woman in America, who had built a nationwide revolutionary network to bomb and to kill, trained her last intern at Sidley Austin. And we believe that she trained Michelle LaVaughn Robinson to expand the nationwide revolutionary network to bomb and to kill into an international network to bomb and to kill. And in 1988 through to 1991, Michelle LaVaughn Robinson, for a period of 3 years, she was given three extremely interesting clients for Sidley Austin. The first was AT&T. The second was Union Carbide. the people who had been accused of gross capitalist negligence in the accident in Bhopal in India of 1984, which was in fact an act of sabotage that was checked out by Arthur D. Little, the engineering company, who went out there and discovered a pipe had been attached to the tank of isocyanate, into which or through which about 40 tons of water had been pumped. That created the cloud, which killed 8,000 Indians and injured 250,000 people, who were subsequently treated through a hospital with one trustee by the name of Sir Ian Percival, who was a partner in Sidley Austin. And the mechanism that was created there was Sidley Austin would subsequently defend the directors and officers of Union Carbide against a liability suit causing wrongful death, having bought, it would appear, insurance on the lives of people who were killed in what is known as a hedge. So the clients of Sidley Austin, I'm afraid, when that means Equitable Life, the world's largest life insurer, made a killing in Bhopal, Barbara Jean, as a result of an act of sabotage aided and abetted by the Chicago Charlie organization through a network of assassins and saboteurs put together in India and Pakistan by a woman called Anne Dunham, who's a communist, who happens to be the mother of Barry Swatero, who is also a communist, who was traveling in the area, whose digital identity is now Barack Hussein Obama. So we have one client for Michelle LaVaughan Robinson, AT&T, that has the communication systems into the Mount Weather underground and the KU links to planes and satellites around the world. We have a second client, which is the hapless Union Carbide directors who are trying to stay out of jail on a trumped-up charge that they were negligent and disrespectful of the people of Bhopal, when in fact it was an act of sabotage, we allege, orchestrated by Chicago Charlie, out of Chicago, using the international network to send money to the saboteurs and assassins and collect film, which is backhauled on the KU band system to editing studios, for example, NBC's studios in 30 Rockefeller Plaza in New York, or NBC studios in Chicago, or NBC's studios at Burbank, California. And these backhauled snuff films, which are basically records of people dying, are used as propaganda devices by the women at Sidley to prove that capitalists are nasty and evil and prepare the way for this communist revolution out of Chicago, where companies such as General Motors and banks such as Lehman Brothers or Boeing are broken up and their directors and officers intimidated with trumped-up charges and occasionally put into jail. And the third client allocated to Michelle LaVaughan Robinson by Sidley Austin were the people at PBS responsible for making, developing, and marketing Barney the Purple Dinosaur. And on 911, one of the principal transmitters of the snuff films, pretending that an Al-Qaeda group had attacked the United States, was PBS, using the satellite communication systems, the KU band, which is used by Republic Broadcasting Network. So you can see that control of the communication systems and the encryption systems gives Chicago Charlie and the women at Sidley the opportunity to take out or neutralize or disrupt the other two continuity of government teams, the Alpha team around the President of the United States on 9/11, George Bush and Dick Cheney, and the Bravo team sitting inside the Mount Weather Underground complex, led by Christine Marcy, Field McConnell's sister.
Wow. It's really, amazing to follow what you have investigated. Now, when you speak of Sidley Austin and you talk about them or you write letters to their partners, do you get a response? Are they saying, who are you and what are you saying and you're libeling us, we're going to get you, or anything like that?
No. And you see, this is absolutely fascinating, because I think they can't do anything, and it's extremely dangerous for them to do nothing, because as a principle, and let's go back to the War of Independence, which is a totally fascinating period in history, 1776, where America declared independence of the English crown, and called it the British crown, if we will, but let's not get too involved. What was being fought about was independence and liberty and freedom. What was intended to be conserved is what was known in the history books as the rights of an Englishman, which are the rights to trial by jury, presumption of innocence, and so on and so on, which America inherited in 1776 from a tradition that even then was probably 700 years old, because King Ethelred the Unready, a Saxon king of England in the 10th century, is generally credited with the idea of the grand jury. Accuse no innocent and shelter no guilty. Now, I'm quite sure that the great majority of Americans, and certainly myself and Phil McConnell and many of the people will know, that's something worth dying for. The presumption of innocence. Accuse no innocent, shelter no guilty. So there's two sides to that, which we are morally bound. One is to accuse no innocent, but absolutely not to shelter the guilty. And for 140 years, we're alleging that Sidley Austin has been sheltering the guilty through these Tontine life insurance scams and structuring agreements where there's a vested interest of members of a family and senior officers in the U.S. military to kill each other, knowing that Sidley Austin will defend them in the courts so they don't face justice. Now, going back to 1968, now remember, in 1968, you've got John McCain in the Hanoi Hilton earning the nickname Songbird because he was telling the Viet Cong and the North Vietnamese communists exactly how to neutralize America's advantage in the air. You've got, in 1969, Bill Clinton in Moscow being briefed and briefing the KGB on how to dismantle America's success, because in 1968, America had won the war. In the Tet Offensive, they had destroyed the Viet Cong. So Chicago Charlie, the Days of Rage, if you recollect, led by Bernardine Dorn, was all about opening a new front behind America's front line and using the Tontine life insurance to reward American soldiers to frag their officers. And if you look at the statistics after 1968 Tet Offensive, when America had won and its South Vietnam allies had won, the fragging started. And in 1969, there were 182 episodes of fragging where U.S. military officers were killed either with a bullet in the back of the neck or a grenade was thrown at them. And the drugs started to move in large amounts, partly through Canada, partly through this international network, to undermine the morale of the U.S. military forces in Vietnam and spread fear and consternation and confusion amongst the public, culminating in the Days of Rage, I think that was 1969 or 1970, in Chicago, led by Bernardine Dorn.
So, does she teach at this time?
She teaches at Northwestern University. And if you go to the modern instrument by which Chicago Charlie exercises its plans or executes its plans for a coup d'etat to destroy the Alpha continuity of government team and the Bravo continuity of government team, and I'll remind the audience again, the Alpha continuity of government team is built around the President of the United States, or President-elect. And this is a man whose real name is Barry Switora, and he is not a natural-born American. He either carries or carried a citizen of the United Kingdom and Commonwealth passport because of his biological father, or a Indonesian passport because of his Indonesian father. He traveled extensively in Pakistan and India in the early 80s under one or other of those passports. And sometime in the late 80s and early 90s, he appears to have been issued what is known as an electronic passport approved by the International Civil Aviation Organization. And the woman who was running, or senior counsel for the Department of Detention and Deportation Program of Immigration and Naturalization Service, one Christine Marcy, who is Field McConnell's sister. And Sidley Austin helped protect his real identity. And they can't conceal his birth certificate, his American birth certificate, because, they can't produce it. It doesn't exist. Now, very important for people to understand strategically, if you control the encryption systems and the communication systems, the Ku-band communication systems, which controls the transmission of signals through a Republican broadcast network, for example, and the signals into the connection antenna put together by Boeing and the planes that flew on 911, you can reconfigure the signal path so that the Alpha team and the Bravo team's passwords are revoked and they can no longer communicate and they can no longer defend themselves, as was the case in the 911 war game Global Guardian, when the Pentagon was unable to communicate with the people who would otherwise have deployed the missiles that would taken out whatever it was that was heading towards the U.S. Naval Command Center, the Pentagon. And Captain Gerald DeConto in the Pentagon, the duty officer of the U.S. Naval Command Center, was killed by a weapon that hit him between the eyes. Now, that is quite a shot for a guy who can't even fly a Cessna. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree.
The only way that that plane could be steered at 540 miles an hour from 7,000 feet elevation through a 270-degree turn, leveling off over the Pentagon lawn at 10 feet elevation and take out the U.S. Naval Command Center, which is the primary link of the continuity of government team Alpha. Because that means the President of the United States, then George Bush, could not communicate with U.S. naval assets around the world, meaning had the fourth plane hit its target, which was the Capitol building, the Chinese People's Liberation Army would have invaded Taiwan using exactly the same technique of illegally modified aircraft controlled by Chicago Charlie, through the office of Boeing, which had been moved from Seattle down to Chicago and was being commissioned on the morning of 9/11.
Interesting time. Oh my, so many pieces to the puzzle.
So going back to Michelle LaVaughn Robinson from 1988 to 1991, we're alleging she became, for Sidley Austin, an expert terrorist. And there are two kinds of terrorists. There are experts and expendables. The expendables get blown up. They are the low-level conspirators. This goes back to the 1936 show trials of Trotsky, where they had two levels of conspirators, the ones who were going to, or alleged, were going to shoot Stalin, and then the higher-level terrorists who would expose the lower-level ones and assume that they could take power in the violent aftermath of the death of Stalin.
Here comes a commercial break. We'll be back in a moment.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wave the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
We are entering the final segment today of Born on the 4th of July. You've been listening to David Hawkins, and we'll return again tomorrow. So we have about 4 or 5 minutes, David.
Okay, Barbara Jean. So very quickly, Anna Louise Strong, with either an accessory before the fact or an accessory after the fact in her career, where she died in 1970, to the murder of 140 million people, approximately. And whether it's 140 or 140 million for us is immaterial. And she was closely associated with the conspiracy, which was essentially was a triple cross in the pretended or simulated assassination of Stalin, which justified the pogroms and the Ukraine famines and so on and so on. Take that model developed or intimately associated with Anna Louise Strong, who got her PhD from the University in Chicago in 1908, and look at her cousin, Maurice Strong. Now, Maurice Strong set up the Chicago Climate Exchange. He is the godfather of the oil for food scam, and he's created this model implemented by Sidley Austin's Women at Sidley Group, which we now call cap and trade. And very simply, what cap and trade is, it's an attempt by the communists, Chicago Charlie, if you will, to claim a link between carbon dioxide and climate change, keep white male expert witnesses out of the court that would otherwise expose the fraud, and sell insurance to companies who might get sued if they violated the carbon cap, and then sue them, and buy insurance on the collapse of their shares when they're being sued, and then feed that to the Communist Party members who keep you in power. So right now, America is coming up the 4th of July and independence. The head of your alpha team, which is around the person of the President of the United States, is Barry Switero, an Indonesian or a citizen of the United Kingdom and Commonwealth. And his sidekick, Joe Biden. And the teleprompters and BlackBerries that feed their script. If you take those away, you have zero, which is what his nickname is. The Bravo team is headed by Christine Marcy, Field McConnell's sister. Whether she's terrified, witting or unwitting, I don't know, other than the fact she would know that the Mount Weather Underground was taken out in 1974, and many of the bureaucrat arms that would handle FEMA and so on during an emergency can be taken out at will. So she's either terrified, witting, or unwitting in this, with her colleague, Bruce McConnell, who's the expert on encryption, who appears to have reconfigured the encryption during the war game of 9-1-1. But on the Chicago Charlie side, you have the most dangerous woman in America, who never dismantled her network to bomb and to kill Bernadine Dorn, whose protege, Michelle R. Vaughan Robinson, is now the First Lady of the United States and a director of the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, whose treasurer is Leah Zellwanger. And I didn't invent this, Barbara Jean, but Leah Zellwanger runs a hedge fund called Lizard, which makes money out of cap and trade.
And we'll pick it up there tomorrow, and I hope everybody's appetite is whetted, and we'll all be together, a great opportunity to learn on Born on the 4th of July. Thank you so much, and we'll hear from you again tomorrow, and maybe Field as well on tomorrow's show. Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara.
Good afternoon.
With recent internet.